Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Chris, you're a perfect human being.
I don't know about that. I'm far, far from it, my friend. That's a weird way to start.
Are we getting Jez in for the HR?
Jez will need to be contacted again. This is assault, sister. We need to sort this out. What are we talking about this week, my friend?
The shoe being on the other foot.
Talking about a few. My shoes are disgusting today. Shoe on the other foot. Yep, no problem at all. So, yeah, we thought this would be a good one because you've had an experience recently where basically from a friend, you've kind of become their pseudo buyer's agent. Yeah. And I've had a friend where I've kind of become their pseudo sales agent. Yeah. Not 100%. So we're not, I definitely don't want to do it. You know, that's not me and you're not doing it. But so thought I'd talk through your mind. So a friend of mine secured a property in auction about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, perfect. 4 weeks ago. Can
we
say suburb?
Yeah, in Glebe.
Glebe.
Right. Currently has a property in Annandale.
Yep.
And what's wrong?
No, just smiling.
Okay, cool. Keep smiling. Weird. And he currently has an existing property. So he got a really long settlement period, like 4 month settlement period. So the idea being that he will have enough time to sell his property with a normal settlement period that it should all work through pretty nicely. So he got me to cut prior to him listing the property, he got me to come round and ask, do I need to style it? Should I do any renovation? Should I clean up?
How'd it feel, Chris?
That part wasn't too unnatural, right? Because I get asked with clients all the time, when we go through a property, what would we do to this prop? What would we do to dress it up if we took it over? Yeah, so I think that I'm reasonably comfortable. What was then was like, should I do auction? Shouldn't I do auction? Sort of talked about which agents to go for, maybe the style. Yep. He had two or three in mind, so I wasn't asking recommendation overall, but... but really, and then during the process has really been engaging me to, or really having lots of discussions about, should I, we're starting to get an offer before auction, but it's really low.
And this is during it.
This is now
so
during.
So this is not thoughts of future questions. This is like
this is now happening. Yeah, so this is now happening. So it was prior to him listening, now it's been listed. It's actually auctioning this weekend, which will be in the past tense. So we'll know, I'll now know a result in a way. But right now, I physically don't. So yeah, he's then been asking me, like, okay, we get offers beforehand. What should we do if they're this level? And it's got to the point with the campaign, I can talk about it freely, is going to auction this weekend, there looks like there's two interested parties. Both have kept their cards pretty close to the chest about pricing. One has indicated an offer, but quite lowball. And they basically said, like, you know, indicate we're putting in a low offer to try and just test the waters. But he've indicated they're not showing their full hand. And so then he's like, you know, without anybody else, if one of these falls over, we've then got nobody for the auction. If we have both, but they're both in, and I've had to sort of coach him through, and I'm sure you do this as well, to say, in a way, don't stress. You know, auction is an auction. You have your reserve price. Go forward with confidence. You've got at least two parties at the moment that are going to be there. Even if both end up going to the auction and are offering low numbers, well, post-auction, you can just list it for sale at the price you then want. Yeah, and that, and he said there was somebody else who actually came, but it basically said, I don't like auctions, I'm not going to come to auctions. So I was like, well, that person, if it doesn't sell at auction, and then you list a price, they may then come forward.
Exactly.
He was then asking, well, if we do that, should I, yeah, he wants 2.7. He's like, should I then, if it doesn't sell at auction for 2.7, the minimum that I want, should I then offer it, sell it, put it up for sale after the 2.8 to add some fat in the room? And I said, to be honest, lean on your agent, ask them. I'm like, in the end, you're going to have a walk-away price. You're either going to work out, are you playing games? Is the agent going to say it's 2.7 and nothing else less? Or are they going to say 2.8, we may have some flexibility in there?
Yep.
But definitely weird. That part was the renovation stuff at the beginning.
Yeah.
But this weird point around, I'm providing advice. And I'm trying to think what a buyer or what a buyer's agent would want. And then I'm trying to think of the reverse of that.
Well, it was then funny because I remember I had a friend that was, they're trying to buy a property, first-time buyer, and then they're asking me and I'm like able to just, I was like, oh, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? And so I've basically taken over, you know, anytime we're negotiating.
Yeah.
And the very first one that comes, I think it was a Thursday after Friday. Must've been a Friday afternoon. And he's given me the call at 4:30, but he's been sitting on this property for a little bit. He's already put one offer in. It's between 7:30, 7:80.
Yep.
And he's then contacted me. And so I've been like, once I've just, like, I need to know if you're going with the property.
Yep.
Because we're going to try and wrap this up. Now, just so you know, this is not in Sydney. This is Newcastle. So
Wild North, not the Wild West, but the Wild North.
The Wild North.
And I'm sure, sorry, one second. I'm sure he's asking you things like, agent is saying this to us, what is your interpretation of what the agent is saying?
Yeah.
I imagine, right? Yes. Like that's part of it. And you're like, well, when I say that, this you're is very I mean. Highly ethical and so forth. So you're like, when I say that, it means that. But then you also know that not all agents are created equal, right?
Not all agents are created equal. And the thing is, even if they appear the way they're saying, the way...
Hello!
The way they're talking. So anyway, and the point that I was trying to be very... was when I was then occasionally chatting with you, because like obviously I made through, started chatting with the agent, X, Y, and Z. But then in between times, just like, you know, I'm actually like, I actually gave you a call to be like,
yeah,
just
appreciate that.
Run things by, because I'm just like, one thing is to be in the shoes of being the agent, but then analyzing it from the outside,
yeah,
it was just sort of like,
well, it's also the as an agent yourself, you may not know what every buyer's intention are, but you know of every buyer at least, right? You may not know what they're going to offer, da da da, but you know of them all. Whereas one of those people only sees you, and at the inspections they might see other people, but otherwise. They don't see any of the other conversations.
No.
Again, not that every buyer goes, I'm going to offer 780 and I'm going to offer 760. I'm not saying that happens, but at least you as an agent have a line of sight on them, whereas a buyer goes, I only see the slither. I only see you and what you tell me.
Yeah. And so from that point forward, I'd said to the agent, and this is now after 5 o'clock, I was like, look, we were at the 7:40 or 7:30, 35 stage, we're behind.
Okay.
There was one other party.
And yeah,
they were gonna open the property on Saturday. And I said to the agent, well, I'm happy to continue, but I wanna know that we're gonna get the deal done tonight.
Continue tonight, yeah.
We're gonna get the deal done tonight.
Yep.
And they're like, yep, cool. Ended up, long story short, toing and throwing, yes, and about crazy. 8 o'clock, and then we come to a set number.
Right. Again, we're in the wild north.
We're in the wild north. We're still within the range.
Where's the conveyances this time of day?
The conveyances. So because of, and this is also a bit of a reflection on myself, I guess next time being even more poignant with the question, but the impression was getting the deal done tonight was we're exchanging contracts.
Yeah.
Get to the deal. We've already revealed our cards because we've come to an offer and acceptance. Yeah. And I said, and I found it a little strange. The agent had said, oh, but we're not going to, we're still going to be opening. I was like, but we're going to get the deal. And she's like, oh, the conveyances don't work over the weekend.
Wild north.
And whereas in Sydney, it's
deals are done. 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night.
Yep. So fast forward, it's like, it's an offer and acceptance. But that means absolutely nothing. So I had to coach my friend, my client, through the emotional thing of being like, okay, look, it seems pretty good. The agent has told me they're going to try and push not
XYZ.
Not going to encourage offers.
Well, the agent basically said, like, the deal's done. Like, the contract was signed, but the agent basically said to you, we're done. And then they got an offer and the deal wasn't done.
An offer that was above
your range,
and they were cash buyer. They didn't need a cooling off, and they rang me on the Saturday after, and it was funny because my boss goes, could see that one coming from a mile away.
Which hurts.
Yeah, and my mate who was also on a wine tour at that time, it was like some interesting choice words, but. Like on reflection, even I reflected on that being in the shoes. I'm like, my friend at the time was so grateful that I was able to even basically make the deal happen.
And I'm sure that he would have hurt in the moment, but it sounds like let's move things forward. But I think at the moment, it sounds like there's another deal to be done.
Yeah.
It hurts in the moment, but now here you are a week or so later on, and there's probably going to be another deal done anyway, regardless, right? But it's definitely annoying.
Yep. So the shoe being on the other foot.
Yep.
And the other thing I did say to my mate was, at the end of the day, the vendor has got more money.
No, not the vendor, the other buyer.
No, the seller. So the person who's selling at the end of the day...
Has received more money. Even though the agent
has tried to say, they're feeling bad.
Yeah, they don't get any money.
They've got more money.
Yep. All right. Going to do some bit of a game for the night? What have you got for me?
So...
The episode.
This is the game I've come up with.
Go on.
How soon is too soon?
Yes. How soon is too soon?
Property one.
Okay.
How soon is too soon to start your own buyer's agents company? To go out on your own and start your own company as a buyer's agent?
Oh, man, I'd say day zero.
Day zero?
Go for it.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Sorry, I'm there.
To let your children have Facebook. How soon is too soon to let your children have Facebook?
I don't think even kids want Facebook. You should have said Instagram.
Insert social media.
The
thing that they, what site they choose.
Okay, it's two different. I will give two answers. No, I'm not meant to. If I could, I'd wait until they're 25 because that's when your brain all develops. I think, and realistically, if you can get them to be 15 to 16, you probably push them longer than most of their friends.
15? That was my limit.
Yeah, there you go. See, I'm not far off. It's a fossil.
As in my mother enforced that, yes.
When I was 15, there was no such thing as social media. We still had dial-up phones.
Yeah. Now, third one is to move in with your girlfriend.
Well, I would say, I think conservatively, 6 months.
6 months?
And that's like conservative.
Conservatively?
What would you say?
Oh, yeah, two months?
2 months.
Sorry, of knowing the person.
Of knowing the person, God. All right, that is some shocking information there we just found out about Kurt.
Can I have my homework?
Yeah, go for it.
Would love you to subscribe.
Yeah, give us
subscribe. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It would be absolutely
means the world to us.
Amazing.
We had 12 new subscribers last month. So that's, in May, I think we're up to 270 subscribers. So
if
love
you
that.
Were one of those subscribers, if you're someone that's made it or watched an episode, whether you watched 1 minute or 10 minutes or 5 seconds, absolutely appreciate it. Very grateful. Thank you very much.
Nice. Thanks for dropping by.